Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program, How Should a Muslim Be? Inshallah, in this program, we will listen to which habits, which attributes should exist in a Muslim, and which actions, which habits should not exist in a Muslim. Inshallah, I have a beautiful topic which I would like to present in front of you today. And you know, this topic, inshallah, if we say today that there's no love in our society, brother, there's no love amongst family members, amongst relatives, amongst friends anymore, inshallah, this habit which I will be speaking about today, this attribute, inshallah, azawajal, if this gets implemented in our life, if this gets implemented in our areas, if this gets implemented in our society, then you will see that our society will become a better place, inshallah, azawajal. So what is this topic? Before we listen to this topic, inshallah, as per usual, let's listen a beautiful blessing of reciting Durood-e-Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that you recite Durood-e-Pak 10 times upon the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know what the reward is? The reward is that Allah, azawajal, He will shower 100 mercies upon you. Allahu Akbar. Think to yourself, 100 mercies Allah Azza wa Jal will descend upon you for reciting Durood-e-Pak. How much times? 10 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And think to yourself, how long will it take you to recite Durood-e-Pak 10 times? Probably less than a minute. Less than a minute, and you can recite Durood-e-Pak 10 times. Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal will shower 100 mercies upon you. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, make it part of your life. Make it part of your actions that you continue to recite Durood-e-Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make one intention, inshallah azawajal, that every day try your utmost best to recite Durood-e-Pak, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at least 313 times, inshallah azawajal. So may Allah azawajal give us this passion, enthusiasm to send peace and blessings, send Durood-e-Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected Islamic brothers, this topic that I would like to speak to you about today, this in the previous Muslims, this existed. But as time goes by, as time passes, sadly this habit is disappearing in our society. This habit is disappearing amongst Muslims. What is this topic? Let me mention to you a beautiful incident, a beautiful narration that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he has mentioned in his renowned book Ihya al-Ulum, that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he was unwell, he got ill, and dear viewers of Madani channel, he had not eaten for a few days. And you know, when you're ill, you don't feel like eating anything. You know, your mother, your father, they tell you that, son, eat something, but you don't feel like eating anything. Why? Because you're not well, you're ill. And you know, at times when you're ill, you feel like having something special. Your mind, you have a desire to eat something specific. So it's mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he's unwell, he's ill, and he hasn't eaten for days. Now he gets this desire that I want to eat fish. So he calls his gulam, calls his hadim, and he says to him that I have this desire that I want to eat fish. So his gulam, his hadim, Sayyidina Nafi radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he goes out to the marketplace. After going from one shop to the next shop to the next shop, he finally comes to a place where he buys a fish. He pays the money and he bought that fish home. Now he cooks that fish and he presents that in front of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's about to eat that fish. He's about to eat the first morsel of that fish. And suddenly a knock on the door. And a beggar shouts out that, oh, people of Allah, for the sake of Allah, give me something. Give me something for the sake of Allah. And what does Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu do? He gets that fish. He hasn't eaten even one morsel yet, my dear Islamic brothers. He gets that fish. He gives it to his khadim and he says to his khadim, they're going to give this fish to this beggar. His khadim, Sayyidina Nafi radiallahu ta'ala, he got that fish and he said to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the huzur, you are not well, you are not feeling well, you are ill, you haven't eaten for days, you had this one desire that you wanted to eat this fish. I bought this fish, I cooked it with love for you, I bought it with love for you. Now you're asking me to give it to this beggar, you please have this fish. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he says no. He says, go give this fish to the beggar that's come. And now because he was the hadim, he got that fish and he gave it to the beggar. Now that beggar, he starts walking. What happens? He goes behind that beggar. He says, please, he hasn't eaten for days. He had this desire to have this fish. I'll give you some money. You please give me the fish in return. Meaning now I'll give you some money. Please give me the fish in return. So the beggar agreed. He took the money. He gave the fish back. And the hadim now again presented that same fish in front of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now what happened? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he looks at the fish and he says to his hadim, where did you get this fish from? This fish that you presented in front of me, where did you get this from? The hadim says, Huzur, listen, you haven't eaten for days. You're hungry. You had this desire to have fish. I went behind that beggar. I've given him money now. You please have this fish. He's got the money now. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, look at the mentality. Look at the thinking. Look at the positive thinking. He says, no. He says, now go and give this fish back to the beggar and this time don't even get any the money in return, just give him the fish. Hadim, he went, he gave the fish back to the beggar, he came back. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, now he revealed why he was doing all this. Why he gave the fish, then why did he give it the second time? He said to his hadim, listen, I have heard that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when a person has a desire for something, he sacrifices that desire and gives priority to someone else, then Allah azza wa jal, he will forgive that person. Allahu Akbar. Meaning preferring others. Meaning that you have a desire for something. You sacrifice your wish. You sacrifice your desire. For the sake of Allah, you prefer another person. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah will forgive all your sins. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful hadith. What a beautiful narration. My dear respected Islamic brothers. That what a beautiful hadith that we have heard about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected Islamic brothers. Sadly today, the concept is that everything should go my way. Meaning everything should be okay for me. I don't care what happens to my neighbors. I don't care what happens to my relatives. I don't care about anyone else. I don't care what loss happens to other people. As long as everything is okay for me, that's all that I care about. My dear respected Islamic brothers and dear viewers of Muslim channel, this is not Islam. Islam teaches us to love other people. Islam teaches us to prefer other people over ourselves. This is Islam, my dear respected Islamic brothers. Not that everything should be okay for myself. Let me mention to you another beautiful narration about Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Same thing happened. One day he's ill again. And he hadn't eaten for days. Now he had this desire that I want to have some grapes. Told his wife that please go and order some grapes and bring the grapes to me. So his wife went. She bought some grapes for him and she presented it in front of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he's about to eat the first morsel of grape. He's about to eat the first grape. As soon as he's about to eat it, again same thing happens. A knock on the door. A beggar says, for the sake of Allah, give me something. Please give me something for the sake of Allah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, put that grape down. He gave the grapes to his wife and he says to her, go and give these grapes to that beggar that's come. Then his wife presented it to the beggar. Then she bought some more grapes. He's about to eat first morsel again. What happens? Beggar comes, knocks on the door. Please give me something for the sake of Allah. It's mentioned the second time even. He picked up those grapes without eating even one. He said to his wife, go and give it to the beggar. Look at the thinking. Look at the mindset of the pious predecessors. My dear respected Islamic brothers, look how they used to prefer other people. Look how they used to love each other for the sake of Allah. And today what happens in our society? Sadly today, the love between Muslims, the love amongst people is dying out. Today a mother doesn't want to see her son. The children don't want to see their parents. Brother and sister don't get on. Auntie and nephew don't get on. This is our society today. There's so many arguments, so many problems in our families, so many problems amongst friends. Why, my dear respected Islamic brothers? Why everything should go my way? Even if you look at neighbors, what do we do? When we clean our front side, when we're cleaning our front part of our house, for all the rubbish to the next door's house, to the neighbor's house. As long as everything's okay on my side, that's all that matters. No matter respect to the Samadhi. This is not how Muslims live their life. This is not how we live our life in this world, my dear respect to the Islamic brothers. No. Like we have just heard in the narration, if you have a desire for something, if you have a wish for something, you sacrifice that wish for someone else, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He will forgive all your sins. But today, sadly, like I mentioned, everything for me should go my way, forget everyone else. Let me mention to you a waqia, an incident about a businessman. As mentioned, there was one businessman and a customer came to his shop. And he said that, I want this specific cloth. Please give me this cloth. And the businessman, he looked at him and he said, listen, you know this cloth that you want? You know my neighbor, in other words, the shop next door, the shop nearby, he's also got this cloth. He's got exactly the same cloth. He sells it for the same price. If you go and buy from him, it'll be better. He said, Huzoor, I've come to you. I've come to your shop to buy. Why are you telling me to go to your neighbor's shop? Look at the people of the past. This businessman, he says, today many customers have come to my shop. I've had a very good day. I've had a lot of money. I've sold a lot of products today. My neighbor, my Muslim neighbor, no one's gone to his shop today. Allahu Akbar. Look at their thinking. No one's gone to his shop today. No one's bought something from him today. He says, my business is okay today. I've had a good day. He's not had a good day. If you go and buy the same cloth from him, inshallah, at least he could take some money home and feed his family. Allahu Akbar. Look at the thinking of the Muslims of the past. And today, sadly, what happens? Someone comes to our shop. And what does he say? He says, brother, I went to so-and-so shop. Brother, you went to his shop. Don't go to his shop next time. Come to my shop. He's a person. He does fraud. He rips you off. He does this. He does that. Don't go to his shop next time. My products are good. My shop is good. Just come to my shop. This is not how Muslims live their life. This is not how people live their life today, my dear Islamic brothers. We must develop love. We must prefer others. We must care about others. Inshallah, if we do this, we will see our society becoming a better place. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you know, we have just heard about preferring others. You might be thinking that, how can I prefer others? I'm finding it difficult as it is. I don't bring enough money home. I'm finding it difficult as it is. I'm finding it hard to cover for my family, to pay the bills. How can I prefer others over myself? My dear respected Islam brothers, remember, you don't have to give a big amount of money to prefer others. No. Meaning that, you know, this fish that he bought, how much was this for? 1.5 dirham. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala was hadim. Meaning we don't have to give a lot. Let me give you some practical examples of how we can care for our people of our society, how we can make our society a better place, how we can, inshallah, prefer other people over than ourselves. Now, for example, you're sitting at a wedding, you're sitting at a function. Everyone's starving. Everyone's hungry. They're waiting for the food to come. The bride and groom have come late. Everyone's hungry after waiting. Now the food is finally coming. Now the servers, they've come and they put the tray of the starters on your table first. Now on your table, they've put it in front of you. There's 8-9 other people, including yourself, but they put the tray in front of you. You're hungry, the people around you, they're also hungry. The people on your table are also hungry. Sacrifice a few extra minutes. Give that food to other people to eat, even if it finishes. The food is not going to finish. They'll bring a new dish, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. They'll bring fresh food for you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So this is one practical example. You're sitting at the masjid, langar is being served. You're sitting at a wedding, the food is being served. You're sitting at a function, and the food is being served. Instead of you eating first, instead of you taking the first morsel, inshallah, to put in your plate, you, inshallah, give it to your Muslim. Give it to your neighbor who's sitting next to you. You eat it first. You put it for yourself. Then I will put it first. This is one easy practical method of how we can earn good deeds. Another example that I'll give you is, you know, when the family sits down. At this moment in time, maybe family members are watching this program together. You know, when the family sits, what happens? First, the food is given to the elders. Alhamdulillah, it's good. And we as youngsters, we should do this. We should give the food to our elders first. But the elders are watching. Now the food is being served in front of you today. Maybe you've been fasting the whole day. Maybe in the month of Ramadan, everyone's hungry after fasting the whole day. Now the food is come. Iftar is done. Now what happens? Food is given to the elders. Oh, elders, for a few minutes, instead of you eating first today, Your child is also hungry. Your daughter is hungry. Your son's hungry. Your wife who's been cooking all day. Your family that's been cooking all day for you. You give it to them first. They look, I'm going to eat as well. You eat first, inshallah. You eat first, and then I will eat, inshallah, azawajal. Meaning that such an easy, practical method of how we can prefer others over ourselves. Now, another example that I'll give you. Many of the viewers on Madini channel may be watching at this moment in time. We travel on buses, we travel on trains, we travel by public transport. What happens, especially the rush hour, especially on the weekend, especially, you know, when people are leaving from work, people are leaving from school, college or university. The buses, they are really, really jammed. There's a lot of people, there's people waiting for the buses, for the public transport. And at times, you know, the people, they have to stand up on the buses, on the public transport. Now, you're sitting on the bus, you're sitting on the train. A lot of people have come on the train. Now, you see that I've got a few stops left. There's other people, there's other Muslims, there's other people who are also waiting. They're standing up and they're waiting for the train to go to the next station. You sacrifice your seat for someone. They're standing up, you give your seat to someone, prefer another person over yourself. Inshallah, I'll be honest with you. You give your seat to someone else. You prefer another person over yourself. Trust me. You know, the peace that you will get, even though you'll be standing on the bus, even though you'll be standing on the train, but you know the peace that you will get from standing on the bus, the peace that you will get from standing on the train, Medina, you will have so much peace that, look, I've given my seat to an elderly person, I've given my seat to another person. Inshallah, azawajal, you will see so much peace in your life, inshallah, if we adopt this habit of preferring others, inshallah, azawajal. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, may Allah azawajal allow us to prefer others. May Allah azawajal allow us to also sacrifice our desires for others. Let me mention to you now a beautiful parable about the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The family of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he says, one day we had not eaten one meal, meaning we waste one meal out. There wasn't anything for that one meal. We missed one meal out, and later on, food was presented. So he mentions that my beloved father Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum and my younger brother Imam Hussein had finished eating, but my mother, the daughter of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhum, she had not eaten anything. Now, as soon as she picked up the first morsel to eat, she's about to eat the first morsel. Now, before I continue, imagine this to yourself. Now, you're hungry. For example, we eat 3-4 times a day. Let's say, for example, you've missed your breakfast, you've missed your lunchtime meal. Now, in the evening, you're sitting down to eat. You're really, really hungry now. Now, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's about to eat her food. She's about to eat the first morsel. A beggar comes and says, the old daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have not eaten two meals. Please give me something. Please give me something for the sake of Allah. He mentions that my mother, Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that first morsel she was about to eat, she put that down into the plate and she said to her son, Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anha, they're going to give this food to that beggar. Meaning he hasn't eaten two times, at least I've missed one meal out, he's missed two meals out. Allahu Akbar. This was the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preferring others over ourselves. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, my humble request to you, if you see anyone who is in need of something, anybody who is struggling with something, anybody that is going through a problem, maybe, you know, for example, you're driving down the road and someone's car is broken down. Now that car is there. Now he needs to walk it back home. Pick him up if you think it's possible. Pick him up and take him home, inshallah, azawajal. You will see blessings in this world. Inshallah, you will see blessings in the year after. We as Muslims, we must care for other people. We must prefer other people over our wishes. Why? Let me mention to you that beautiful hadith again. The saying of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever has a desire for something, sacrifices that desire for someone else, then Allah azawajal, he will forgive all of your sins, inshallah. Maybe, I'll give you one example. Maybe you might give your seat to someone. Maybe you might allow another person to eat before you. Maybe you might want something, but you give it to someone else. Small action of yours, who knows? This may please our Lord azawajal, and Allah azawajal may forgive all our sins. We are very sinful people. You know our actions. We know how our actions are. But inshallah azawajal, if we adopt good habits, inshallah, if we prefer other people over ourselves, inshallah azawajal, by the mercy of Allah, by the blessing of Allah, inshallah, we will be forgiven, inshallah. Let me mention to you a beautiful incident about Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. You know him, he would distribute packets of sugar. Someone said to him, that why have you chosen packets of sugar to distribute to the people? Why have you chosen this? Meaning that it's packets of sugar, something to distribute amongst the people, to distribute amongst the Muslims. Listen to the response from Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. He says, I like sugar. My wish is that whatever I like, I give that in the way of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Look at the thinking. Look at the mindset. That whatever I like. You know what happens? You know today, you know when the clothes rip or the clothes get ill, what do? Go and give it to a poor person. Now we eat a full meal. The whole family is full. Remaining food, go and give it to the poor person. No doubt this is good. We should do this. You know, we should donate our things in the way of Allah to help those who are not as fortunate as us. Oh, my dear respected Islamic brothers, like we have just heard from this parable, like we have just heard from this narration, that whatever is beloved to you, sacrifice that in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning, you know, you're going to buy a beautiful suit for yourself, maybe for Eid, maybe for a special occasion. If possible, buy an extra pair, give it to a poor person. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, that poor person, he will get so happy. Imagine how much du'as he will give you. No doubt, we always, when our clothes rip, we give that to the poor people. But at the same time, if possible, the way we give our ripped clothes to someone, if you buy a new suit, buy an extra one also, give that to a poor person. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get du'as from that poor person, inshallah. You're going to buy some shoes. Today the youngsters, they spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds just on a pair of shoes. My dear respected disciples, if possible, buy an extra pair of shoes and inshallah donate that to a poor person as well. Inshallah, the du'as that they will give you, Madina, inshallah. Meaning whatever is beloved to you, we should try to donate that in the way of Allah. Inshallah, we will see blessings not only in this world, but we will see blessings in the hereafter. One example that I'll give here. You know, there was one bayan that was happening on Madani channel. And there was one brother who was watching this bayan on Madani channel. And same, he was the Muballigh was mentioning that we should try to donate our most beloved thing in the way of Allah. This person is watching this bayan, he's listening to this bayan, and he's thinking to himself, what is the most beloved thing to me? So he started thinking to himself, then he realized the best thing that I have, the thing that is most beloved to me, is my property in Pakistan. So what did he do? After listening to that bayan, he sold his property, and he gave it to Dawat Islam. He said that this is the most beloved thing to me. Inshallah, I'll give this in the way of Allah. I'll give this to Dawat Islam. SubhanAllah, look at the mindset. Look at the mentality. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, if possible, try to donate, inshallah Azza wa Jal, the things that are beloved to you in the way of Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us this enthusiasm to help, to care, and to prefer other people over ourselves, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.